Opening of our urgent care clinic. Our hours are Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., Saturday 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., and closed on Sundays. To protect the patients and the staff, we will continue to follow the recommendations on social distancing and face coverings. If you have or had a fever, cough, or shortness of breath within the last 14 days, please call ahead at 530-722-1111 for screening. Check out our website and Facebook page for more information. PulseUrgentCareCenter.com, 100 East Cypress Avenue. If it's urgent for you, it's important to us.
I expected it to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right?
So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to MakeTheConnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
If you're in the market for a new home, you might think that real estate agents are just for the seller.
But buyers with real estate agents are smart shoppers, and the seller pays the commission.
But buyers beware. Before you choose an agent, read our story. Choose agent carefully before buying a house when you hit MoneyPit.com. Just click on Ideas and Tips, then click Repair and Improve.
And for answers to any home improvement or home repair questions, give us a call right now, 888-MONEYPIT.
Money Pit is presented by LL Flooring and Bank of America. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are here to help you take on those projects around your house, around your apartment, around your condo that you would like to get done but don't know where to start, don't know how to choose the right color, don't know what repair parts you need, don't know if you can do it yourself or not. We are your home improvement coaches. We are your home improvement pals. We are your home improvement therapists. If you need the help getting those jobs done, don't get frustrated. Get in touch with us, and we will help you get through it. And coming up on today's show, when it comes to maintaining your home, painting is a project that is among the most basic of DIY jobs, and it's one which most homeowners are happy to tackle themselves, and why not? But it's also a project that we have found can go terribly wrong if you don't take just three simple steps before you start. We're going to share those steps just ahead in today's Smart Spending Tip.
And one appliance in your house that you've got. Once you've got it, you never want to be without it again. I'm talking about your garbage disposer. But during the holidays, those disposers can get jammed more than any other time of the year. Now, if that happens to you, there's no need to pay a plumber double time and a half. We'll tell you about a super easy way to get it back in action just ahead.
And with the holiday seasons upon us, adding a festive touch to your windows is a great way to spread some of that holiday cheer. But you need to be careful because today's modern windows can become easily damaged if you try to attach decorations to them. We're going to share some non-destructive decorating secrets just ahead.
Plus, if you'd like some tools under the tree this holiday season, we have the Holiday Home Decor Giveaway going on right now at MoneyPit.com. It's presented by Arrow Fastener, and they have hooked us up with a dozen sets of tools worth over $125 each to give away to a lucky dozen Money Pit listeners.
Check it out at MoneyPit.com/sweepstakes. And hey, have you got a home improvement question you would like to get an answer for? Well, there are a number of ways to get in touch with us. You can post your question at moneypit.com. You can also post it to our Facebook page. Lots of folks do that every single week. They're always surprised when they get an answer from me like at 10 or 11 at night, because that's probably when I get to the Facebook page. And that's at facebook.com/themoneypit. Or you can simply call us at 1-888-MONEYPIT. And if we're not in the studio, we'll call you back the next time we are. Lots of folks have called in for today's show, so let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
Ted in Texas is on the line with a flooring question. How can we help you?
I've got a concrete floor that's stained.
Okay.
It has, in the kind of in the living area, we put down a few times, you know, wax. We waxed it. And it's pretty much worn off now, but it's a real dark red stain. It's pretty dark, and we're really tired of that. So
okay.
We were thinking of putting down you know, some flooring, and just wondered, like, do we need to strip the floor? Do we just strip on it first, or can we just, like, lay down on top of it? You know, what's a good thing?
You don't have to strip anything off that old concrete floor. With all the flooring products that are available today, you can lay it right on top of the concrete, and you've got a lot of choices, Ted. You can use a laminate floor. You can use an engineered vinyl plank. The EVP floor is absolutely gorgeous. You can use an engineered hardwood floor. If you'd like to have real wood, you can use an engineered hardwood, not solid hardwood, but engineered hardwood, because that is dimensionally stable and it's not going to swell if exposed to any moisture that comes off the concrete. Now, those floors would lock together, and they would go right up sort of the baseboard molding area, and then you would trim them with some quarter round or some shoe molding, and you'd be good to go. So that's a pretty straightforward project right there. Just pay attention, you know, to the saddles and whether it goes around doorways. If you're in a kitchen area, make sure you don't lock in like your dishwasher, which has to be slid out if it has to be replaced. Things like that. Just be aware of that, but you can go right on top of that. And it sounds like that old floor has really served you well, though. I don't think I've ever heard of somebody that has sealed and waxed a concrete, a dyed concrete floor like that for all those years. It must have been pretty interesting.
Yeah, and one other question, too. I've noticed in probably over the last couple of years there's been several cracks. You know, they're not wide cracks. I can stick my fingernail in it in some places.
Yeah, I think that's pretty typical, expansion and contraction of a floor like that. You don't have to worry about that. You can just, again, put the new flooring right on top of the old.
Okay, good deal. Okay, so any of those is good. They all have, you know,
good choices.
All have, some of them have glue down and some of them are not. You don't need a glue down.
None of the ones that I mentioned are glue down products. Those are all floating floors.
Yes.
I don't really think there's a need to use a glue down product.
Okay.
Typically, if you're using engineered hardwood on the slab, the only place you might glue down would be like maybe at an intersection. My sister just had some engineered hardwood put on a floor, and the installers glued some trim pieces like around where her fireplace kind of came into the room just because there was no other way to really attach it. But for the most part, you don't really need any adhesive. It's designed to float on top, and it's not going to move. It's rock solid when it's done.
It's not going to click when you walk on it.
No, not at all.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, good. Well, thanks for the callback. I really appreciate it, and I enjoy your show.
Well, you're welcome, Ted. Thanks so much for calling us at the Money Pit.
Yes, sir. You bet.
Mary from Arkansas is on the line, who's having some issues locating a water line for a filter. What's going on with this mystery?
I need a whole house water filter, but I live in a subdivision, and all of the lines are buried underground, and I don't know how to locate where it comes into my house, and I don't know what to do about it.
Even though they're underground, that's very typical. You're going to have to locate the main water valve, and that is going to be inside your house somewhere. I don't know what kind of house you have. Is it on a slab? Is it on a crawl space? Is it on a basement?
It's on a slab, and it is brick house.
It's brick. Okay. So generally where that line comes into the house, there is going to be a valve. It's pretty much required that there's a valve. And that's the area where the whole house water filter would get attached. It basically is inserted after the valve, after the main water valve, and then they put another valve next to it, so it kind of isolates that section of pipe. But you need to identify where that's coming in. Now, all I could tell you is that typically water lines will feed from the street, so it's going to be on that side of the house, and I have found them in many, many different places in my career as a home inspector. I have found them behind wall panels. I have found them inside sink cabinets where it doesn't really even look like a main water valve, yet it's there. I found them in closets. I found them in attics. It's going to be there somewhere, and that's going to be the trick, trying to identify where that is. But I imagine this is not something you're going to install yourself, and certainly it will be part of what a plumber would do for you.
All right. Then I just need to get a good plumber and start looking.
That's right. That's right. Kind of a scavenger
okay.
hunt, Mary. Good luck with that project. Thanks for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
Coming up, when it comes to maintaining your home, painting is a project that is among the most basic of do-it-yourself projects out there, and one which most homeowners are happy to tackle themselves.
But it's also a project that can go terribly wrong if you don't take just three simple steps before you start. We're going to share those steps in today's Smart Spending Tip, presented by Bank of America Cash Rewards Credit Card, where you can earn 3% cash back on online shopping. That's all coming up next. Lutron is the smart light switch that I never knew you needed, but now we can't live without it. You know, a lot of people think you need smart bulbs to get smart lighting, but there is a smarter way. Caseta's smart dimmers and switches replace the switch in your wall, making all the lights that switch controls act smart.
Now, you might be thinking, bulb or switch, what's the difference? Well, it's a huge difference because think about all the places in your house where one switch controls multiple bulbs. Now, do you want to buy 3, 4, maybe even more smart bulbs or one smart switch? And you can even use a voice assistant to dim the lights or to turn them on or off if your hands are full or you just don't want to get off the couch.
Caseta by Lutron is easy to install, and I love that they offer 24/7 support if you've got questions. So get smart lighting the smart way with Caseta by Lutron smart switches. Learn more about Caseta at lutron.com/moneypit. That's lutron.com/moneypit.
So many holiday projects need fasteners and glue. That's why we're thrilled to be working with Arrow Fastener for our holiday home decor giveaway. 12 lucky Money Pit listeners can win one of a dozen sets of tools worth over $125 each. Check it out at moneypit.com/sweepstakes.
That's right. Arrow is the maker of the best-selling T50 stapler, and they've given us a Santa-sized bag full of great products. Now, every winner is going to get one of the CT300 professional high-temp glue guns, a T21X wire stapler, the P21 plier stapler, and an E21 cordless electric stapler, plus a supply of glue sticks and staples.
Yeah, and I love the GT300 glue gun. There are so many holiday projects you can do so quick and easy.
And the wire stapler is great for hanging holiday lights. We'll pick 12 lucky winners, so be sure to check it out and enter today at moneypit.com/sweepstakes.
It's our holiday home decor giveaway presented by Arrow Fastener.
Enter now at moneypit.com/sweepstakes.
If your refrigerator, your washer, dryer, air conditioning system, or really any other appliance in your house breaks, do you have an extra $1,000 lying around to get it fixed or to get a new one? Well, for about $1 a day, there is a way to avoid these costly repair bills. The Home Service Club provides home warranty coverage that gives you protection and the peace of mind of knowing all major appliances in your home are guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. Call them today at 800-917-3867. That's 800-917-3867. They'll provide a free, no-obligation quote. Once you're covered, any major appliance in your home is guaranteed to be fixed or replaced, including all makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Call Home Service Club now at 800-917-3867. For about $1 a day, you can avoid thousands in home repair costs. That's 800-917-3867, 800-917-3867.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. The Money Pit is available by podcast, which has been ranked one of the top home and garden podcasts of all time on Apple Podcasts. So thanks so much for listening to us, everybody. Remember to join us for new episodes every Monday and Thursday, just in time to plan your next home improvement adventure at moneypit.com/podcast.
That's moneypit.com/podcast.
All right, now we're heading to Delaware, where John's got a question about patching concrete. How can we help you today?
Down in my driveway, I have a garage, concrete around it.
Right.
And where it goes into the garage, whoever did the concrete work before that made the seam right where the door comes down instead of having
okay.
it out.
Okay, got it.
All right, and I have two spots that's around maybe 3 inches long and maybe 2 to 3 inches wide. I want to try to patch that. I listened to your show one time. You said that there was a certain concrete to use.
So, John, the product is called Recap, R-E-C-A-P. It is made by the Quikrete Company, and is designed, as you say, to adhere to old concrete, and that's the key. It's got to stick. You got to use the right type of patching material, and Recap is designed specifically for that. In fact, it adheres so well, it becomes stronger than the old concrete was. So you need to pick up a bag of that. It comes in all different sizes. Mix that up, clean out the old concrete. I think the instructions will tell you to wet it down before you apply the Recap, and it dries pretty quickly, and it's real hard, and that will solve your problem once and for all. John, thanks so much for calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Now we've got Ann in Georgia on the line calling in with an air conditioning question. How can we help you?
What happens is there is an excessive amount of dust in the house.
Okay.
I mean, it's huge. I just rake my finger across a table, and you can see long particles, you know, long hair type. I mean, it's not hair, but it's like long things. And it's really, really thick. And when the pollen was really bad down here, like in the spring when it was yellow pollen outside, it was in the house.
Let me ask you some basic questions, Ann. First of all, you know, you're talking about a fan. What kind of heating system do you have in this house to begin with?
It's a heating pump.
Okay, it's forced air. It's a forced air system, right?
Yeah, yes.
All right, so the best type of air filtration system would be an electronic air cleaner. The electronic air cleaner would be installed on the return side of the air handler, so it would clean the air as it goes back to the air handler. And a good quality electronic air cleaners can take out all that dust, all that pollen, right down to virus-sized particles. Most of us rely on the fiberglass filters, which are very inexpensive. They cost maybe a dollar a piece, but they don't do very much. You know, we call them pebble stoppers because everything else goes right through them. So if you really want to clean up your house and reduce the amount of dust, you simply need a better filtration system on your HVAC system. And so an electronic air cleaner would be that. You could take a look at models by Train or by April Air, and there are a number of others as well. But don't be confused by electrostatic versus electronic. You want an electronic air cleaner because these work. Some of them charge the particles so that they have sort of magnetic attraction to the filter material. Some of them combine electronic cleaning with filtration cleaning. But either of those two brands, either Train or April Air, make very good quality electronic air cleaners, and you'll see a huge difference. But it's the kind of thing that you have to have a HVAC technician professionally installed. It's not a do-it-yourself project.
Okay, that sounds great. Okay, thanks so much.
You're welcome. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, when it comes to maintaining your home, painting or even staining wood surfaces is important to keep your siding and trim in good shape. But while painting is a task that's among the most basic of DIY projects, it's also one where simple mistakes can lead to big heartache.
Yep, and the key comes down to preparation. Weathered surfaces need to be cleaned and loose paint has to be removed before you even think about opening a can of paint. If not, the new paint simply won't stick and your efforts will be wasted.
Now, next, it's always smart to apply a coat of primer first. Now, primer is formulated differently than paint that's meant to be the finished coat. It's got better adhesion, so it's going to stick to those old surfaces and prevent new paint from peeling.
And third, for the best finished look, be sure to choose the right kind of paint brush. Natural bristle brushes are best for applying oil-based paints, but for latex, synthetic bristle brushes deliver the best results and help maintain the value of your home.
And today's smart spending tip is presented by the Bank of America Cash Rewards credit card. We're all shopping for essentials online these days, so get rewarded for it with Bank of America Cash Rewards credit card. You can choose to earn 3% cash back on online shopping.
Visit bankofamerica.com/more rewarding to apply now.
All right, next up we've got Jim in Oregon with a paneling question. Tell us what you're working on.
I've got a house that was built in the early 1950s. And I moved into it in the 70s, and it didn't have any insulation in the walls of the house. So I took the interior paneling off, which was quarter-inch plywood was all it was, and then I put insulation behind that, of course, rewired at the same time. And then when I put the quarter-inch paneling back, after I put the insulation in, then I put, of course, it's in the 70s, a big paneling error, so I just put paneling over the top of that. Now I want to kind of upgrade it a little bit, and I'm not too sure if my best route would be to clean the paneling really well and paint it, or clean the paneling really well and have somebody come in and spray it like you do sheetrock, or maybe I should put quarter-inch sheetrock over the top of it and tape it off and then spray it, or a possibility of putting on every stud, put a tube of two on the stud, and then put the insulation in that looks like styrofoam with the tinfoil on each side, and then panel over our sheetrock over the top of that. So I'm kind of looking at dollars and cents and which way to go.
Wow, you have a lot of choices. I mean, do we really want a cosmetic solution here?
Yes.
that's the case, there's no reason you can't paint this. I mean, painted paneling can look quite attractive if it's done well, right, Leslie? But I think priming is probably important.
Yeah, I mean, you're right about wanting to clean it. Then you're definitely needing to prime it with a very good quality primer because you want it to adhere very well to the paneling. And, you know, depending on if this is actual wood paneling or some sort of, you know, wood-like paneling, you just want it to stick well. And then I would go with whatever paint over it, you know. The issue here is whether or not you like the look of the vertical lines. If you like them, then you're going to love it painted because somehow white paneling looks fantastic, especially if you've got a decor and a home style that lends itself to that look. It can really work for you. I really wouldn't paint it any other color because then it's like, oh, that's painted paneling, where suddenly in a white it's like, oh, it's got like a country chic-ish charm to it. But, you know, it's really up to you whether that's a look that you like and will enjoy. If you can work with it, then I definitely say go for the paint.
So if I paint it white on it, my bighorn sheep hanging on the wall and the antelope and stuff would stand out really well then.
Yeah, I bet they would.
That's a whole nother conversation for another day.
Yeah, I can just understand. I used to own a sporting goods store, so I understand that.
All right, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us, Jim, at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Now we've got Elsie in California on the line who's dealing with a shower that goes from hot to cold and all over. That doesn't sound very pleasurable, Elsie. What's going on?
Oh, it sure isn't. It's very shocking. I live in a ranch-style house. The water heater is in the garage at one end of the house, and the two bathrooms are at the other end of the house. And whenever someone flushes a toilet or turns on the tap or the sprinkling or drip system comes on, the water will go from hot to pure cold, and I'll have to readjust it.
And the reason that happens is because the pressures are imbalanced. In other words, you adjust the temperature in your shower, and that's based on the pressure of water that's coming from the hot and coming from the cold. And once that's locked in, the temperature stays where you want it. But when someone down the line, say, spills off some of the cold water because now they're flushing a toilet or washing their hands, then there's going to be less cold water going into that same mix, which means the water temperature is going to get higher or hotter. And so the solution is a new valve for the shower, and it's called a pressure-balanced valve. And what a pressure-balanced valve does is it maintains the mix in spite of the pressure differential. So what could happen in that scenario is if you adjusted it and then someone flushed the toilet, you may get less pressure overall, so the shower may be not quite as strong, but the temperature won't change, the mix won't change. The mix is locked in, it's set right there, regardless of how much pressure variation you have on the hot water and the cold water coming into it. So common problem, straightforward solution, it's called a pressure balance valve.
Okay, well thank you so much. I listen to your program every week. I have your book and I've learned so much from both of you.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Give us a call. Let us know what you are working on 24/7, whether it's a home repair or a design or decor question. Whatever it is, we're here to lend a hand at 888-MONEYPIT. Well, when garbage disposers stop working, there's no need to call a plumber. We're going to share a super easy way to get it back in action next.
My name is Kathleen, and I'm a Cub Scout. I'm here to talk to you today about becoming a Cub Scout like me. Cub Scouts get badges for doing fun activities, and we make friends. Scouts go camping, climbing, fishing, and swimming together. We have fun, we play sports, and go to parades. Scouts also help people and become the best versions of themselves. Visit BeAScout.org to find a path near you.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
There are debt solutions for almost every situation. No matter how much money you owe in credit card debt, all the information you really need is yours, free, when you call right now for your free debt review. When we learned about the debt solutions they don't want you to know about, we were so shocked at how the credit card companies work to keep you in debt that we have decided to give everyone that calls today a free debt review, absolutely free. That's right. Get your debt solution review absolutely free. Just call 1-800-865-8566. That's 1-800-865-8566 and get the free debt review everyone in debt should have. To find out how you can get out of debt now, just call 1-800-865-8566. That's 1-800-865-8566. Get out of debt fast with your free credit card debt review. Call 1-800-865-8566. Again, 1-800-865-8566.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
At the Boy Scouts of America, our oath remains. A scout pledges to be kind, helpful, and brave. We're committed to providing a safe and welcoming environment where scouts can establish the foundations of character that will last a lifetime. Our approach ensures the Boy Scouts of America is building the youth of today into the leaders we'll turn to tomorrow. The Boy Scouts of America. Building character is in our nature. Visit scouting.org to learn more about scouting.
Hi, I'm Tom Kreitler with today's tip of the day. Home fires can strike at any time. Each year, nearly 390,000 home fires in the U.S. result in death, injury, and property damage. As with anything, the best defense is a good offense. Planning, prevention, and practice are key. First, meet with everyone in the home and plan different escape routes. Try to visualize the fire from every room in your home and feel your way out. Close your eyes and try to find the exit. Thick smoke is not only deadly, but makes it difficult to breathe and to see. Stay low and practice finding the exit, identifying markers or touch points that can be landmarks along the escape route when it's hard to see. Also remind family members that in case of fire, get out first and call 911 from a neighbor's home. Most importantly, don't forget to regularly test smoke alarms to be sure they're working correctly. In case of a home fire, your dreams don't have to go up in smoke. Be prepared. I'm Tom Kreitler, and that's today's Money Pit Tip of the Day.
Better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
What plans do you have for minor fix-ups or decor projects before your family, those that are lucky enough to be inside your bubble, that is, are showing up for some holiday celebration? Well, if those are projects we can help you with, You can help yourself first by calling us right now at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
All right, now we've got John in Missouri on the line with a garage question. Tell us what's going on.
This drainage has caused the one part of the garage slab to drop.
Okay.
And we knew it when we bought the house. It's gotten, a little worse every year. And I guess my big question is what are my options, as far as repairing it and what I've, kind of looked into. I haven't gotten anybody out to look at it and give me estimates yet. Is mud jacking and curing it as opposed to just, not doing anything, and then when it's too bad, just, ripping out the concrete and re-pouring another slab. So I guess that's the question that I have.
The fact that you had all these contractors come out and look at the slab and look at the house and give you a whole wide range of solutions is typical. When you call somebody that's in the concrete repair business, they're going to come out and recommend a concrete repair. So you were very smart to call in the independent professional home inspector and therein got the correct advice, which simply fix the drainage and everything else will take care of itself.
That's $500 I ever spent in my life.
Exactly. So now that you've fixed the drainage, you've got this slab that's settled down and you're wondering, what do I do with it? I would not recommend with a garage slab doing anything as expensive as mud jacking or anything of that nature. The cost of that procedure is not worth just trying to save the slab. That slab will break up very, very easily, surprisingly easily, with a jackhammer or even a sledgehammer, frankly. And you would tear that out, re-level the floor, compress it, pack it properly, and pour a new slab. So that's the most cost-effective and permanent long-term solution. Everything else would, I think, would be a waste of money and very speculative.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Like I said, I haven't had anybody come out and really look at it yet. It's kind of one of those ankle biter kind of things that,
Well, here's what's going to happen, John. If you have somebody that's in the mud jacking business come out there, they're going to say, hey, you need mud jacking, okay? If you have a mason come out there and he tells you to tear it out and put a new one in, I'd agree with that. I think that's the best thing to do. John, thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT.
Well, an easy way to cut down on food waste at home is to install a garbage disposer. Now, you can send leftover fruit and potato peels, veggie stubs, and all kinds of other waste right down that drain. And for most of us that have one, it really is one of those appliances that once you've got it, you don't ever want to be without it again.
Well, that's right. But with all the cooking that goes on over the holiday season, it turns out that this is also the season for disposers to get clogged and stuck.
Yeah, the good news, though, is that there's no reason to pay a plumber those holiday rates to fix it.
Yeah, it really is a pretty easy process. What you first want to do is turn off the power to the disposer. And then somewhere when that disposer was first installed, the plumber would have left, or you would have gotten the same box, a very big, like, Allen wrench that fits in the very bottom surface of the disposer. The hardest part of this is sort of cleaning out your sink cabinet and getting your head and your flashlight in there to see what this is. But in the very bottom of the disposer, there is a place to insert this big Allen wrench. And if you can't find the one that came with it, you can get one anywhere. It's just particularly large. And when you stick this Allen wrench inside the disposer, it will move the disposer basket forward and backwards. And usually what happens is if you go backwards a little bit and forward a little bit, it'll sort of knock loose whatever is jamming that thing up. And once it's flowing again, once it's spinning again, I should say, there's one more thing that you have to do. Also on the bottom of that disposer motor, you're going to find a little reset switch that you have to push back in. Once you do those two things, you can go turn the power back on and activate the disposer, and you should find it flowing once again. It's a very, very common thing, especially because those reset buttons are very, very sensitive. In fact, I probably should mention that you might want to try the reset first just to see if it just tripped a breaker. But if it doesn't work, then you're going to have to find the Allen wrench and rotate that thing back and forth until you free it up. Happens a lot based on the kind of materials that you put in there. So you really want to be careful, right, Les?
Yeah, you really do have to think about what you're putting down there, because some stuff like tougher foods, like think bones, shrimp shells, hard rinds, like a pumpkin or a watermelon, all of those things that are going to kind of jam it up so and really cause it to overwork and potentially stop that breaker again. So don't put everything down there. Think before you do. And if you want to keep it smelling fresh, you can run some citrus peel through that disposer, and it's going to just be lovely. Stick around, because we've got a lot more great home improvement advice to share with you when we come back.
You live in a money pit.
Could your backyard use a makeover? You can create beautiful outdoor living spaces with Rumblestone from Pavestone. Create a paver patio or walkway, a garden retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy, and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone is available at the Home Depot. And be sure to check out the project ideas and the how-to videos at pavestone.com.
You finally decided to learn how to ice skate, so you ordered the essentials every ice skater needs. A pair of blades, a new helmet, and a good set of knee pads. And you used your Bank of America Cash Rewards credit card, choosing to earn 3% cash back on online shopping. Rewards that you put towards the cost of an essential piece of post-skating recovery, a heating pad. Visit bankofamerica.com/more rewarding to apply now. Copyright 2020 Bank of America Corporation.
So many holiday projects need fasteners and glue. That's why we're thrilled to be working with Arrow Fastener for our holiday home decor giveaway. 12 lucky Money Pit listeners can win one of a dozen sets of tools worth over $125 each. Check it out at moneypit.com/sweepstakes.
That's right. Arrow is the maker of the best-selling T50 stapler, and they've given us a Santa-sized bag full of great products. Now, every winner is going to get one of the CT300 Professional High-Temp Glue Guns, a T21 X-Wire stapler, the P21 Plier stapler, and an E21 cordless electric stapler, plus a supply of glue sticks and staples.
Yeah, and I love the GT300 glue gun. There are so many holiday projects you can do so quick and easy.
And the wire stapler is great for hanging holiday lights. We'll pick 12 lucky winners, so be sure to check it out and enter today at moneybit.com/sweepstakes.
It's our holiday home decor giveaway presented by Arrow Fastener.
Enter now at moneybit.com/sweepstakes. Your washer, dryer, air conditioning system, or really any other appliance in your house breaks, do you have an extra $1,000 lying around to get it fixed or to get a new one? Well, for about $1 a day, there is a way to avoid these costly repair bills. The Home Service Club provides home warranty coverage that gives you protection and the peace of mind of knowing all major appliances in your home are guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. Call them today at 800-917-3867. That's 800-917-3867 for a free, no obligation quote. Once you're covered, any major appliance in your home is guaranteed to be fixed or replaced, including all makes and models of washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Call Home Service Club now. That's 800-917-3867. For about $1 a day, you can avoid thousands in home repair bills. That's 800-917-3867, 800-917-3867. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Thank you so much for taking this part of your day with us. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, guys, if you enjoy this radio show, well, we think you might enjoy our podcast, too. You're going to find it at moneypit.com/podcast. And you can join us for new episodes every Monday and every Thursday, just in time to plan your next home improvement adventure.
You can do just that by going to moneypit.com/podcast.
Thomas in Tennessee is on the line with a wallpaper question. How can we help you today?
I have two layers of wallpaper in a small half bath that I'm trying to take off, and I was wondering what your guys' best solution is. One is a lighter wallpaper like you would find in the rest of a house, but the other one is a very thick waterproof type that is mostly used in bathrooms.
Yeah, well, removal is pretty much the same regardless of that type. You know, essentially what you have to do is you got to run a tool across the paper called a paper tiger, and it's a tool that puts small prickly-sized holes in the paper. And then once you have those holes in there, you can apply a water, a wallpaper paste remover to it, which will soak into the paper, get behind it, and start to loosen it up. Now, it's a lot of work, but, you know, considering it's just the bathroom, perhaps it won't be that difficult for you. If you really, really, really have a hard time getting that paper off, you could always rent a wallpaper steamer, and that will make the job a little bit easier.
Oh, okay. Well, do you have any home remedies for this
where you don't have to buy a whole lot of tools? Because I'm kind of on a budget.
Well, the Paper Tiger is not very expensive. It's a little hand tool. It's probably $7 or $8, something like that. So that plus a few dollars for the wallpaper paste remover, is that all, that's really all you're going to need.
Okay. Well, thank you.
All right, Thomas. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT. Well, it's fun to decorate your windows for the holidays. I mean, what's a holiday card without a decorated window or two popping up in the background? The problem is, though, that modern, more energy-efficient windows are a lot easier to damage because, well, they've just got a lot more moving parts than the old-fashioned wood windows you may have grown up with.
Yeah, now there are a few obvious things that you should never do to your windows, such as drilling into them or puncturing the frames or the sashes. You also want to steer clear of gluing, stapling, or even taping lights to the window frame.
And you want to be careful with real pine branches or cones or the pine cones because that fresh pine sap can leave some nasty stains after the holiday season is over. And while this might not invalidate your window warranty, it certainly is an inconvenient mess to deal with. Realistically, artificial pine is usually available at craft stores all around the holidays and frankly, it's kind of hard to tell the difference these days because it just got so darn good at making that stuff.
Yeah, and also it's on your windows. Like, who's looking at it?
Right.
Like, seriously. You can go with the artificial. It's going to be just as fine. Now, another thing, guys, while it's tempting, don't spray that fake snow from aerosol cans on the window because that snow residue, it can be hard to remove after the holidays, and then that can hamper the operation of your window if it gets into the sash or the operating parts or the hardware. So it's just not a good idea.
So if you want to know how you can add some holiday cheers to the windows, suction cups are great for hanging glass ornaments and icicles and small wreaths, especially in homes with younger kids. Also, those peel-and-stick temporary decorations, they look awesome. I mean, they have some decorations today that pretty much take the entire shape of the window, and when you turn the lights up from the inside, you see, like, Santa Claus peeking out and stuff like that. It looks pretty cool. And if anything does have to be attached, make sure you attach it to the trim around the windows and simply not to the windows itself so you don't damage any of the mechanisms that are running those window panes up and down.
Marion, Illinois is on the line with a basement moisture situation. What's going on over there?
My neighbor's house sits a little higher than mine does, and they've also re-landscaped since they moved in about 3 or 4 years ago. They have an oversized downspout that's pointed directly towards my house, and when it rains, the water pools from their downspout up against my house. And then also after it rains, you know, for days later, the downstairs basement brick wall can be moist. About a year ago, I had a landscaping company come in because I thought I could address this on my own. And they put a French drain in and trenched it out, you know, through my backyard. And it still doesn't seem to be addressing the issue.
Well, have you spoken with your neighbors about potentially extending those downspouts in a different direction? I mean, typically you can just run them out farther so they don't end up on your property.
I haven't spoken with them yet. I had another issue shortly after they moved in where they were, again, they're higher in ground than I, and they had their sump pump lines pumping out, and it ran downhill flooding my backyard. So when I tried to address that with them, although I did eventually get changed, it wasn't an easy nor very negotiable process. So I was trying to not get into another situation where...
Yeah, you're trying to be as nice as you can, but and they're not being very cooperative. That's not very neighborly of them, is it?
No.
Well, I mean, there's always legal recourse, but what you might want to do is speak with them and say, look, I'm having this issue with water in my basement. You can blame us. Say, hey, I called my friends at the Money Pit Radio Show who diagnosed this problem every single minute of the day sometimes, and we get so many questions about this. And, you know, just explain to them that water that collects around foundations ends up as basement leaks, and you're trying to avoid costly repairs. And if they would simply extend their downspouts or allow you to extend the downspout so it doesn't drain water right at the foundation corner, that would be very helpful. Now, I do think that your landscaper was on the track, on the right track. You said that he put in a French drain. I'm going to guess what you're talking about is a curtain drain because curtain drains that are properly installed, and it may very well be that this was not properly installed, but a curtain drain that's properly installed can intercept that water as it runs down and run it away from your house.
And if I was putting a curtain drain in, I would trench it down about a foot below the surface. I would put in 2 or 3 inches of gray gravel, on top of which I would put a perforated PVC pipe, not the flexible black drain pipe that so many landscapers use, but a regular PVC pipe with holes in it. It's a perforated pipe. That pipe has to have a pitch to it, so it has to drop, maybe an eighth of an inch per foot or so, just so it has some pitch. And the holes are on top. What happens, it fills up, the water flows into the holes, and then it runs down the pipe, around the house, and out. So on top of the stone, you put the pipe, you put more stone to cover it completely. Then you put filter cloth, which is like a black, sort of burlappy kind of landscape cloth. Then you could put dirt and sod on top of that. But if it's done correctly, it will successfully intercept the water, the runoff, and run it around the house and away from that foundation. You got to start with the simple stuff here, Mary, which is talking to your neighbors and seeing if they'll extend those downspouts so that they don't dump into your house and flood your basement.
Okay. Thank you very much. I appreciate your time.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
You can call in your home repair or your home improvement question 24/7 right here at 888-MONEY-PIT. Heck, I'll even answer a question about holiday cooking because I love to cook really good festive meals during the holiday season for our family and friends. And since we're all in the bubble, you might want to cook some things up too. Coming up, fall is the season when stink bugs start really showing up at your home. However, there's one thing you should never do to get rid of them. We're going to share that tip next.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
Hello there. My name is Maddox, and I'm a Cub Scout. I'm here to talk to you today about becoming a Cub Scout like me. Cub Scouts get badges for doing fun activities, and we make friends. Scouts go camping, climbing, fishing, and swimming together. We have fun. We play sports and go to parades. Scouts also help people and become the very best versions of themselves. Visit beascout.org, and you'll be able to find a pack near you, get your questions answered, and sign up online.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
They're not movie tough guys, just ordinary people doing something extraordinary. They're all signed up on matchingdonors.com, willing to donate their kidney to anyone who needs it. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. Matchingdonors.com improves those odds by finding living altruistic donors for patients desperately needing transplants. Go to matchingdonors.com and meet some extraordinary people. That's matchingdonors.com.
Money Pit is presented by the Bank of America Cash Rewards Credit Card. Earn 3% cash back on online shopping for all the essentials in your life. Visit bankofamerica.com/more rewarding to apply now. Copyright 2020 Bank of America Corporation.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. If you've got questions for us, there are several ways to get in touch. You can post your question at moneypit.com or at facebook.com/themoneypit or call us at 1-888-MONEYPIT. If we're not in the studio, we will call you back the next time we are.
Phil posted a question online that said, my house is infested with awful smelling stink bugs. How can I get rid of them without using chemicals that could harm my dog? All right, guys. Well, fall, you're probably seeing them. They look like weird prehistoric little flat monsters. They're stink bugs because this really is stink bug season, and there are plenty of stink bug solutions out there. But first of all, here is what you should not be doing. Do not squish them. If you have squished or flattened one of those stink bugs, you have probably learned that they smell, and once you squish them, they smell a lot worse.
That's
so
right.
Instead, guys, I mean, it's really gross, right? I mean, I think they smell sort of like fresh cut grass, which I don't particularly like the smell of, so I can understand why people think it's stinky, but it's a weird smell. So we've got some chemical-free tricks of the trade here that we'd recommend. Take an old stocking. Go ahead, insert it in the end of your vacuum hose, and then use a rubber band to attach it. Then fold it over the outside of the hose and attach it to the vacuum. And then vacuum the bugs up. Now, they're going to get stuck in that stocking, but they're not going to go into your vacuum bag and then stink up the appliance. Then you can go ahead and just simply pull out that stocking and throw it and the bugs away or relocate them to the yard, you know, whatever you feel comfortable with. But this way, you're not squishing them and they're not stinking up everything.
And if you're thinking, I don't have a stocking around my house, Tom and Leslie, well, you can use maybe some cheesecloth or anything else that's like that kind of material.
Yeah.
You know, some cloth screen material.
It's got to let the air go through.
Exactly. You know. Now, if you want to get rid of them without using pesticides, there are some green solutions. One thing you can do is to make a garlic spray by mixing water with garlic powder. You can put it in spray bottles and douse plant leaves and windowsills and other areas of your house where the bugs seem to collect. The stink bugs very much dislike the garlic's odor, which means they're definitely not Italian, and they generally stay away when it's nearby. I personally love garlic. It reminds me of home. Being of the Italian descent, and you probably do as well, Leslie.
I mean, I really do enjoy it.
But you can also mix some mint oil or ground mint with water and apply it in the same manner. Mint, like garlic, by the way, is a stink bug repellent. So good luck with that project.
All right, next up, I've got a post here from Tess, who writes, we've struggled with a wet basement, and I've heard you talk about the importance of increasing the slope of soil around the foundation of your house to keep the water away. Now, you mentioned that we should be using filtered ground soil and not regular topsoil, but I can't find it.
And I am not surprised. Tess, I think you may have misheard me. The type of soil needed is clean fill dirt, not filtered dirt. It's clean fill dirt. Any landscape supply outfit is going to understand what clean fill is. It's basically a great tool for keeping water out of your basement because you add to the foundation perimeter, you pack it down well, it's free of debris, it's clean, and you can get that grade sort of sloping about 6 inches over the first 4 feet, and that will help move a lot of that moisture away. And on top of that, you could put some topsoil and grass seed or any other kind of covering that's more organic. But you don't want to build it up with the topsoil because it holds water. We want that water to run over it.
And you know what, Tess? As important as the grading is, here's something that you should definitely make sure is happening. Make sure that your gutters are clean. They can't be overflowing with leaves or whatever's fallen from the trees over there. And the downspouts, too. Check them out. Make sure they're connected. Make sure they're not clogged because that water has got to get off the roof and get away from the house. That's really the big key here.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Hey, guys, thank you so much for spending this part of your day with us. That's about all the time we have. But, heck, if you've got some questions that we did not get to, we invite you to reach out to us 24/7 by posting your questions at moneypit.com or on our Facebook page at facebook.com/themoneypit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call in.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. President Trump says distribution of a coronavirus vaccine could begin next week.
With coronavirus cases surging across the country, the president says good news is coming soon.
We are rounding the curve. The vaccines are being delivered literally. It'll start next week and the week after.
Once pharmaceutical companies receive approval for their COVID-19 vaccines, distribution will begin.
And it'll hit the frontline workers and seniors and doctors, nurses, a lot of people going to start, and we're going very quickly.
However, social distancing and other health precautions will be in place for months to come. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Black Friday online sales hitting a new record as consumers were very busy over the last 24 hours. Experts say they spent $9 billion on retail websites. That's a 22% hike over the previous record of $7.4 billion. Just 1 year ago. Also at townhall.com, a federal appeals court in Philadelphia rejecting the president's latest effort to challenge the election results in a case that could reach eventually the Supreme Court.
The Third U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals echoed a string of other courts in finding the Trump campaign offered no evidence of any election fraud. In its words, quote, the campaign's claims have no merit. The ruling says the Trump legal team failed to provide either specific allegations or proof. The president's case had been argued last week in a lower court by Trump attorney Rudy Giuliani. He insisted during 5 hours of oral arguments that the 2020 presidential election had been marred by widespread fraud in Pennsylvania. Bob Agner reported.
Strange Saturday in college football because of the pandemic. Of the 58 major games scheduled for today, 16 of those were either canceled or postponed. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son, founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there. Approaching your pain from four different angles may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-500-8384. Relieffactor.com.
The Bureau of Land Management, aiming to limit wildfires and promote sagebrush ecosystem restoration. More on that story from correspondent Jennifer King.
The analysis released Friday does not authorize any specific projects, and it's still subject to a 30-day public protest period. But officials say it can be used to save time and money and help local land managers comply with the National Environmental Policy Act. It affects a 350,000-square-mile area of the Great Basin and includes parts of Washington, Oregon, California, Nevada, Utah, and Idaho. Wildfires continue to impact the high desert ecosystems that support some 350 species of wildlife. Projects to restore sagebrush rangeland and reduce fuels can reduce the severity of wildfires. Deputy Director Perry Pendley said restoring sagebrush communities improves the sustainability of working rangelands and can reduce the expansion of invasive annual grasses. I'm Jennifer King.
Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Best Buy reporting fiscal third quarter results that soared well beyond analyst expectations.
The nation's largest consumer electronics retailer saw surging demand for items like home theater and appliances that help people learn, cook, work, and connect in their homes. The Richfield, Minnesota-based retailer said third quarter profits rose 33%, while sales were up 21%. Sales at stores opened at least a year rose 23%.
That is correspondent Jeremy House. Best Buy joining big box stores like Walmart, Target, Home Depot, and Lowe's, which all reported strong quarterly results. Big box retailers were allowed to stay open during the lockdown last spring. Many have seen their dominance increase as consumers throughout most of the United States focus on necessities and home-related activities. More on these stories at townhall.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
It's everyone's worst nightmare, fire. And the USA has the second highest fire death rate in the industrialized world.
So what can you do to prevent house fires?
Well, to keep your family safe, read Fight Fires at Home with these tips. When you hit MoneyPit.com, just click on Ideas and Tips, then click Repair and Improve.
And for answers to any home improvement or home repair question, give us a call right now. 888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974.
Money Pit is presented by LL Flooring and Bank of America. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Here to help you take on the projects that you'd like to get done around your Money Pit. If you'd like to pick up a decor project, pick up a repair project, plan a project for the year ahead, we would love to help you do just that. You can help yourself by reaching out to us. Several ways to get in touch. You can call us at 888-MONEY-PIT and we'll call you back the next time we're in the studio. You can also post your questions to MoneyPit.com. Coming up on today's show, are you prepared to deck your halls this holiday season and maybe even your windows and your doors and your trees? Well, if you do that, you want to make sure your holiday lights are working before you spend hours stringing and hanging them up, because it never fails that they work last year, you take them out to hang them this year, and they don't work. So whatever happens in that 12-month period where they're sitting in your basement or your garage or your attic is a complete mystery, but I'm smart enough to know now that I've got to test them before I string them on a tree or around a window, because you certainly don't want to have to do it twice. So we're going to give you some tips on how you can do just that.
And home projects have never been more popular than they have over the last few months of this pandemic, but DIY doesn't mean you need a shop full of tools to tackle them. We're going to share fun, smaller projects that you can get done with staplers, glue guns, and simple materials that you've got around the home.
And before you set out to travel this holiday season, it's important to make sure your home is safe and secure, especially your garage. We're going to share why the garage door can be a very vulnerable point of entry for burglars and what steps you can take to secure it.
But before all of that, we'd like to know what you are working on and how we can help. Whether you're dealing with a repair or dreaming about a renovation, consider us your coach, your helper, or your home improvement therapist for all things remodeling, decor, and fix-up.
So let's get to it. 888-666-3974. Leslie, who's first?
We're going to Mike in Michigan, who's got some concerns about working in the cooler temps. Welcome, Mike.
I heard a rumor that there's sealant that can be applied in much colder temperatures, but upon my research, I haven't found any company that sells it or has any knowledge of it.
You're talking about caulk?
Yeah, the sealed joints and cracks.
Well, generally the solvent-based caulks can be used in a lot lower temperatures than the latex-based caulks. Are you using silicone caulks?
We're actually using polyurethane.
You might want to look at the silicone products. Now, this is nothing special. It's not a new type of product, but I know that some painters use these down to 0 degrees. Now, the trick is keeping it warm enough to apply it so it flows well. But if you can keep the caulking tube warm and then go outside and use it, the application should be okay down to almost zero degrees, as I recall.
Okay. In the freeze-thaw cycle, I know as water turns to ice, it expands. That will not expand the sealant being wet?
No. Well, because it's solvent-based. You don't have the same expansion issues.
Okay. And how well does that level out? Do you have to more or less putty it in and smooth it out yourself?
It is more difficult to level out because of the cold temperature. As you know, if you've ever used this kind of thing on a warm day, it flows really nicely. But because it's chilly, it definitely doesn't flow as well. But if you're skilled with the caulk gun, you should be fine with it. You know, and cleanup's a little bit more difficult as well. But again, it comes down to your skill, and I'm sure if you're doing it all these years that you'd be able to overcome that issue.
Yes. We're just looking... When we heard about it, we figured, well, if we can get another month or two out of the season of doing sealant, we can make more money each year by doing so.
You know, there's also a product out there called a caulk warmer, and it looks like a sort of like a insulated lunchbox, but it's more like an envelope style, and you can hold 2 to 5 tubes depending on which size you get, and that can help you, you know, keep the caulk at a flowable temperature while you're getting ready to work.
Oh, okay. I appreciate all your help and assistance. You folks have a great day.
All right. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Carol in Rhode Island is on the line and needs some help with the exterior of her home. How can we help you?
I have a 115-year-old Queen Anne Victorian. 12 years ago, I replaced all the columns on the porch, and they're rotting out again. And they're finger-jointed columns, and I was told they were installed incorrectly. So I'd like to know the correct way to install them.
Why were you told that they were installed incorrectly?
I was told that because the top was not sealed with some kind of flashing, that there was snow and rain getting in the top of the column, and it was rotting the column from the inside out.
Well, that may or may not be the case. I mean, certainly you need to pay attention to water control when you do a project like that. It's hard for me to imagine. Usually columns sit underneath an overhang, but if there was some aspect of it that was exposed, then maybe that could be the case. Another area to make sure you keep it off the ground is at the bottom of the column. We usually advise columns to put on something called a post dog, which is like a plate that keeps it up a half inch or an inch off of the floor or the slab, depending on how this is built, so that you have some room for the column to dry out and not collect water. But generally, anytime you have water that collects in an area, you are going to have rot. Now, replacing these columns is not a do-it-yourself project, so you need to proceed very carefully with this because those columns hold a lot of weight, and that weight has to be transferred while the repair is being made.
So let me ask you this. I'm thinking now of replacing them with the new fiberglass or composite columns, whatever they're made out of. And I was told by a friend of mine that I should still have some kind of a steel pole inserted in the middle to hold the weight of the porch?
Yeah, it depends on the column. There are those types of composite columns where there's essentially a metal column, like a lolly column, that does all the work, the structural work, and then the decorative column kind of snaps around that.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
Because the composite itself may not be load-bearing. In fact, it would be unlikely for it to handle almost any weight whatsoever.
Thank you for the information and for confirming what my friend told me. He's not a carpenter, so I was questioning him.
You tell him he's very smart. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Give us a call and let us know whatever home repair or home improvement design project, whatever you've got going on at your Money Pit. We're here to lend a hand 24/7. So give us a call at 888-MONEYPIT.
Just ahead, are you preparing to deck your halls this holiday season? Well, we're going to have some easy tips for testing and fixing holiday light strings before you hang them when the Money Pit returns.
We live in a Money Pit.
Driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn. Time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. Now you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it. And you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QUIKRETE.com.
If your refrigerator, your washer, dryer, air conditioning system, or really any other appliance in your house breaks, do you have an extra $1,000 lying around to get it fixed or to get a new one? Well, for about $1 a day, there is a way to avoid these costly repair bills. The Home Service Club provides home warranty coverage that gives you protection and the peace of mind of knowing all major appliances in your home are guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. Call them today at 800-917-3867. That's 800-917-3867. They'll provide a free, no-obligation quote. Once you're covered, any major appliance in your home is guaranteed to be fixed or replaced, including all makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Call Home Service Club now at 800-917-3867. For about $1 a day, you can avoid thousands in home repair costs. That's 800-917-3867, 800-917-3867.
You finally decided to learn how to ice skate, so you ordered the essentials every ice skater needs. A pair of blades, a new helmet, and a good set of knee pads. And you used your Bank of America Cash Rewards credit card, choosing to earn 3% cash back on online shopping. Rewards that you put towards the cost of an essential piece of post-skating recovery, a heating pad. Visit bankofamerica.com/more rewarding to apply now. Copyright 2020 Bank of America Corporation.
Outdoor concrete projects are quick and easy with QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix in the red bag. It's great for setting fence posts, a mailbox, deck footings, or even a small slab. QuickCrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag makes setting posts quick and easy. There's no mixing, just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak with water. It sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag.
Do you have a passion for home improvement and want ideas and inspiration delivered to your inbox? Then subscribe to the Money Pit's long-running e-newsletter. It's free at moneypit.com. You'll get tips for home decor, remodeling, and repair projects delivered every Friday morning, just in time for weekend projects. Plus, you'll be the first to hear about new tool giveaways, sweepstakes, and more. Join over 70,000 happy subscribers and sign up today at moneypit.com.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, we all know that taking care of a home can be a combination of love, pride, and heart-stopping fear. But if you join us on the Money Pit podcast, we promise to help you plan, save you money, and spare you from snafus.
Join us for new episodes every Monday and Thursday at moneypit.com/podcast.
Now we've got Eddie in Delaware on the line who's dealing with a moisture situation going on. Tell us about it.
I'm having a moisture problem with two out of the three bathrooms. It's a three-bathroom home. Each bathroom has a inline exhaust fan. And this occurred last winter season, and we've got a really severe winter. And we're getting a lot of condensation. I have dampers in two of the bathrooms at the ceiling. And last winter season, I installed additional damper after the exhaust fan, after the inline fan in the ceiling, and I was still getting a lot of moisture. actually at the ceiling where the sheetrock was actually falling apart. That's how much moisture we got.
Okay, first of all, right above this space, is there an attic? What's above it?
Yes, it's an attic, yes.
All right, and how much insulation do you have in that attic?
The home is only 8 years old.
So first of all, bathrooms are sources of warm, moist air. If the temperature of the drywall is chilly, it's going to condense and cause condensation. So you want to make sure that the attic above it, that you've got at least 15 to 20 inches of insulation in there. That's really important.
Oh, there is. There definitely is. And what I also did was when I started having this problem, I replaced the flexible ductwork, which was originally R6, to the maximum of R8. And I'm still getting the problem. And these two bathrooms that I'm having the problem, they're not used for showers or bathing of any sort.
The second thing I want to suggest to you is you mentioned that you have exhaust fans in two of the three.
No, all three have their own individual inline exhaust fans, yes.
Okay, so inline, in other words, it's ducted out somewhere? They're all connected together and ducted out at once?
No, they're not connected. They're not connected together. They're all different.
They all vent on their own out the building?
Yes.
And you can confirm that the vents are working, so if you turn the fan on, if you go outside, you'll see the flapper?
Yes.
So hooking them up to a humidistat/timer might not be a bad idea, because this way when the humidity gets high in the room, it'll automatically come on. Leviton makes such a switch designed specifically for bath fans, and I think that might be the next step. I think we need to move more air through these rooms. The second thing is, what's underneath these bathrooms? Are these on the second floor or first floor? Are they over a slab?
It's a ranch home.
And what's underneath?
Crawl space.
Crawl space? Okay. Does the crawl space have a high humidity problem?
No.
I would recommend that you replace the existing fan switch with a humidistatically controlled fan switch.
Yeah, okay. I'll try.
Eddie, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling at 888 Money Pit.
Well, Thanksgiving has come and gone, which means millions of Americans are now planning their own personal light displays, big and small. But if instead of blinking lights, you discover light repairs are needed, we've got five fast and easy ways you can get the mood back bright and shining once again.
Yeah, first of all, you've got to inspect those strings of lights before you hang them. That's the best time to really do it, before you've already done all the work. Now, all of your lights should bear the UL label, that's the Underwriter Laboratories seal of approval, and they should be free of cracked lights or sockets, worn or frayed wires, and any loose or damaged plugs. You got to check them out.
Now, even if they look good, you want to test each string to be absolutely sure, because extreme temperatures or movement could have damaged the lights in the year since you used them last.
Now, if the lights string isn't working, go ahead, unplug it, and check each bulb to see if it's loose. Now, you want to do this by gently pressing each bulb back into the socket. Even though most of the lights are designed to work if one bulb goes out, they won't work if a bulb is unplugged. I know it seems strange, but unplug, very different from being out. Now, once you've tightened the loose bulbs, plug that string back in and see what happens.
And if it's still not working, make sure you unplug it again and check the fuse, which is usually built into the plug, and it's hard as heck to get out, I gotta say. But you gotta remove it carefully and then check to see if it isn't burned out. And if it is, you wanna replace it. Now, most light strings are sold with a couple extra fuses taped to the string somewhere in a very small plastic bag that you probably lost long ago, but you could pick some up at a hardware store. And if all else fails, it is time to update your lighting collection. Go with LED strings. They're much more efficient and they are super bright.
All right, now we're going to Texas, where Lori had some sort of flooring incident. Now the cabinets are all damaged. What the heck happened at your house?
Well, we had we bought an old house built in 1939. When we took the carpet up, we had some beautiful hardwood floors, so we had them refinished. But as they were refinishing them and replacing some of the bad spots, they banged up our cabinets, and we've had to try to touch them up with the paint that we had our cabinets painted with, and it's not working. It looks, the sheen is different. It's streaky. I just don't know how to make them look uniform without repainting the whole kitchen.
So the cabinets were scratched, and you're trying to repaint them with household paint, and the problem is that they were probably sprayed perhaps with a lacquer or other type of finish, and you're just not able to match the exact sheen.
And we actually have the exact paint that they used. Mm-hmm. And my husband, you know, touched them up, and it just isn't working. So we didn't know if there was a, you know, if we needed to sand them again.
Why is it not working?
Well, the sheen, it's shinier. It it's streaked. So I don't know if it was the brush or what. The paint's probably a year and a half old.
That's the thing. When you've got paint sitting around for a while, you can't just pick it up and use like a stir stick and then go for it. You really should bring it back to the paint center and have them throw it in the tumbler.
Yeah, and also as you go ahead and refinish these damaged areas, you want to kind of fill it in from the inside out. Like, don't try to paint over the whole thing. Be very strategic and use a small brush and just get it into the scratched areas. And don't try to overpaint the areas that are not scratched.
All right. We'll try that.
It's kind of like the same procedure as touching up a car as a way, you know, in the same way. You sort of fill in the scratch rather than overpaint the whole thing. Because if you do, it's going to lay over the factory finish and look more like a patch than you want it to.
Right. And I think that is kind of what's happening. So, okay. We'll try those things and see if that helps.
Okay, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Roger in Alaska's on the line with an insulation question. What can we do for you?
My wife and I were living the dream up here in Alaska. We bought an old bed and breakfast on the hillside, and we did a great energy audit on the main house. The problem is the master bedroom is like an add-on over the garage, and it wasn't, we couldn't access the attic when we insulated the attic of the main part of the house.
Okay.
And so now the master bedroom is the coldest room in the house.
Yeah, I bet.
And one thing I'm thinking about doing is it's got a high ceiling, and I'd like to foam board the ceiling and then put like a, instead of that sheetrock cover, the sheetrock with foam board, and then like do a wood covering. And I'm wondering, do I need to be concerned about the vapor barrier? And two is, should I cut a hole in that ceiling and stick my head in there and see what it's got in there before, you know, as long as I'm going to cover it anyway.
So this high ceiling, is it a high flat ceiling or is it a cathedral ceiling?
Cathedral.
So it's probably attached to the bottom of the rafters then, correct?
I think it is.
So that means you really don't have very much insulation at all. So that's always going to be a challenge for you. So are you thinking of lowering ceilings so that you have an area that you could insulate?
No, not lowering it so much, just adding the foam board to the surface, like the pink board or the blue board or something. And then if I'm going to do that and I'm going to disrupt the sheetrock anyway, I'm considering cutting open like the peak, and if I can blow foam insulation in there, not foam insulation, you know, cellulose or something. If I can re-insulate that space or add insulation to it.
You certainly could take a look in there, but I suspect you're not going to find any space for that. Putting the foam insulation on the bottom of the drywall is not a bad idea. I mean, you could basically create a layer that way. I don't think you need any additional vapor barrier, though. Yeah, I mean, you could probably attach it to the bottom of the drywall right now, because the foam is a pretty good vapor barrier, frankly, by itself.
Mm-hmm. And then the only other thing I'd consider doing is that bedroom is the furthest from the furnace. Can you put a booster fan on your duct or something like that?
You can, but what you might want to do is just put a small electric resistance heater in there as a supplement, so on those coldest nights, you can just add a bit of heat to that room.
Yeah, the problem is it's even in the middle of the day. That room has a southern-facing windows, and it's upstairs, heat rises, in the middle of the day. That room, I'm just concerned. I guess I really need somebody to take a good look at it with, like, the infrared guns or something to see where we're losing heat at.
I think that's probably a good idea. I'm also thinking that your floor may be not insulated well enough, because being above the garage, you're getting some temperature transference through there as well.
I think you probably got a point there. Maybe I could bump up the temperature in the garage a little bit. I keep it pretty cold in there.
Or insulate the garage ceiling.
Yeah.
That's one thing to check. If that garage ceiling is not insulated, that could be the biggest source of your problem right there.
So how would you, when you say insulate the garage ceiling?
Is the garage ceiling open? Do you see the floor joist?
No, it's sealed with, I believe, plywood.
Well, take a peek above that and see if there's insulation in there.
All right. Well, sounds good. Sounds like a plan.
All right. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
You are tuned to the Money Pit. Give us a call. Let us know what you are tackling this weekend or planning to tackle next weekend. We're here to lend a hand 24/7 at 888-MONEY-PIT. Coming up, home projects have never been more popular than they have over these last few months of everybody being forced to stay home. But DIY doesn't mean you need a full shop of tools to tackle those projects. We're going to share fun, smaller projects that you can get done with staplers, glue guns, even simple materials that you already have around the house after this. 888 Money Pit.
Kathleen, and I'm a Cub Scout. I'm here to talk to you today about becoming a Cub Scout like me. Cub Scouts get badges for doing fun activities, and we make friends. Scouts go camping, climbing, fishing, and swimming together. We have fun, we play sports, and go to parades. Scouts also help people and become the best versions of themselves. Visit BeAScout.org to find a pack near you.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
There are debt solutions for almost every situation. No matter how much money you owe in credit card debt, all the information you really need is yours, free, when you call right now for your free debt review. When we learned about the debt solutions they don't want you to know about, we were so shocked at how the credit card companies work to keep you in debt that we have decided to give everyone that calls today a free debt review, absolutely free. That's right. Get your debt solution review absolutely free. Just call 1-800-865-8566. That's 1-800-865-8566 and get the free debt review everyone in debt should have. To find out how you can get out of debt now, just call 1-800-865-8566. That's 1-800-865-8566. Get out of debt fast with your free credit card debt review. Call 1-800-865-8566. Again, 1-800-865-8566.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
At the Boy Scouts of America, our oath remains. A scout pledges to be kind, helpful, and brave. We're committed to providing a safe and welcoming environment where scouts can establish the foundations of character that will last a lifetime. Our approach ensures the Boy Scouts of America is building the youth of today into the leaders we'll turn to tomorrow. The Boy Scouts of America. Building character is in our nature. Visit scouting.org to learn more about scouting.
Hi, I'm Tom Kreitler with today's tip of the day. Home fires can strike at any time. Each year, nearly 390,000 home fires in the U.S. result in death, injury, and property damage. As with anything, the best defense is a good offense. Planning, prevention, and practice are key. First, meet with everyone in the home and plan different escape routes. Try to visualize the fire from every room in your home and feel your way out. Close your eyes and try to find the exit. Thick smoke is not only deadly, but makes it difficult to breathe and to see.
Stay low and practice finding the exit, identifying markers or touch points that can be landmarks along the escape route when it's hard to see. Also remind family members that in case of fire, get out first and call 911 from a neighbor's home. Most importantly, don't forget to regularly test smoke alarms to be sure they're working correctly. In case of a home fire, your dreams don't have to go up in smoke. Be prepared. I'm Tom Kreitler, and that's today's Money Pit Tip of the Day.
Money Pit is presented by the Bank of America Cash Rewards Credit Card. Earn 3% cash back on online shopping for all the essentials in your life. Visit bankofamerica.com/more rewarding to apply now. Copyright 2020 Bank of America Corporation.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Well, home projects have never been more popular than they've been over the last few months of the pandemic. But doing DIY doesn't mean you need a full shop of tools to get them done.
That's right. You know, there are dozens of fun, smaller projects that you can get done with staplers, glue guns, and simple materials that you've already got around the house. The team at Arrow Fasteners has done a really great job detailing a lot of projects on arrowfastener.com, and they're going to talk to us about some of the more popular ones. So here we've got Bill Sokol. Welcome, Bill.
Hi, guys.
Hey, Bill, I love what you guys have done with your website and your project section, because you guys have got dozens of projects here, including a lot that I've not thought about tackling myself, and you've got all the step-by-step, you've got all the materials list, and you've got the tools. So what has been the really sort of hot projects that people have been tackling over this pandemic?
We have almost 100 projects on our website now, and they come in all different levels of difficulty. But as you said, a lot of them are really easy to do, and you can knock them out in a half an hour or so. The seasonally themed holiday decorating ones are always really popular at the right time of year. And then we have some perennial favorites. We have one right now that's trending very popular, reupholstering a stool with a T-shirt.
Okay.
Now, you might think, wow, that's really pretty simple, right? But T-shirt is actually a pretty cool thing to use for a reupholstery project. The materials tend to be great. They're nice and elastic. They wear really well. But the cool thing about a T-shirt is that they come in a gazillion different messages, logos, imprints, and everything else, so you can really customize something for yourself. On our website, we have instructions on how to do that using one of our staple guns and also our staples, and it'll take about a half an hour to do it. I recently came into possession of this really cool Bigfoot T-shirt, and my wife immediately told me that there would be no Sasquatch-themed furniture in our home.
Oh, is that right?
Yes, but
that seems unfair.
But what if you put it in the man cave? I feel like it's a man cave appropriate seat.
Yeah, but, you know, think about T-shirts for a moment. You could have Bigfoot, you could have the Loch Ness Monster, you could do Area 51, you could do a whole conspiracy theory bar stool set. You can do whatever you want, really.
Now, you really don't need very many tools to tackle that, right? What do you need? A staple gun and some padding?
You need some foam and some spray adhesive, some staples, and a staple gun, and a pair of scissors.
And, of course, Arrow is the perfect place to pick up your staples, because you guys have been making staples and staple guns, well, about a century, if I remember correctly, right?
91 years this year.
Yeah, well, let's round it up, shall we? You mentioned moving into the holiday season. What kinds of holiday projects do you have on the site right now? People want to dig into something.
So, you know, for Halloween, we had a really popular one, which was a socially distanced treat board that you could actually build really quickly, and you could put it out on your front stoop and then allow kids to come up and get candy without you having to actually hand it to them. And that was really popular. And then, of course, at Christmas and Hanukkah, we have a variety of different projects, including some ornamental wall hangings and some other things that are really cool and people enjoy building.
And it's super easy to take these on with these instructions, because you pretty much, you know, start with the entire tool and material list, and then you have photos pretty much every step of the way. So great job on this. Let's talk about some of the tools that you might be having come out for the holiday season, because I think nothing makes a great holiday gift like another stapler or glue gun or one of your other products. You guys really make them very well.
You're singing our song there. In fact, we've got one that is becoming very popular right now. It's our GT300 glue gun. Glue guns are always big around the holidays because there's lots of crafting and decor projects that you can do with them. And the GT300 this year was named by Popular Mechanics magazine as the best glue gun of 2020. As you may know, they test around 1,000 products a year. And each year they release about 50 that they feel to be best in class. And our glue gun, the GT300, was listed as best glue gun this year.
I have used this particular glue gun very recently because my sister and I built a bottle cap table for my nephew when he went back to college. And I needed a glue gun that I could do a lot of gluing with. And I had had a small one before that, but this is like, you know, this is the big mama. This thing works so well. It's so easy to distribute just the glue where you want it, and it even has a flow control on it, which is the first time I've ever seen that on a glue gun because, you know, Leslie, it always gets really messy, and you end up getting on your hands and everywhere else you don't want it to be.
Oh, for sure. You get it on your hands, and that's a big problem.
Yeah.
It's super hot. I know I say this all the time, but I always keep a little dish of ice water like right nearby when I'm using a hot glue gun because I want to make sure should I get it on my finger, I go right into the ice water and it immediately cools that spot of glue and then I can just peel it off without being like, whoa, as I'm shaking my hand and it's just burning.
So that would be really popular around the holidays because it can help you with a lot of your decorating and craft projects. What about in the staple area?
In the staple area, you know, we have our perennial favorite, the T50 staple. Staple gun is still the best-selling staple gun in America. We sell a lot of them going into the holiday season. And it's not just for holidays. There's a lot of projects that you do this time of year in the fall and heading into the winter, whether it's insulation or putting up plastic on a porch or weather stripping, door jams, things like that, that the staples and the staple guns are used for. So we see a lot of increased buying activity around this time of year with a combination of holiday projects and also, you know, just good old-fashioned DIY stuff around the house.
We're talking to Bill Sokol from Arrow Fastener about the wide range of projects that you can take on with tools like the Arrow T50 staple gun and the GT300 glue gun and other great products from Arrow. Over 100 projects outlined in great detail on their website at arrowfastener.com. Bill, what are you hearing from consumers as they get into more and more projects with all the time we're spending at home?
Oh, we've seen a huge increase in the demand for our products. And we've seen that across the board in a lot of home improvement categories. You know, if you look at paint and hand tools and even lawn and garden tools this year, a lot of people bought products because they were at home, you know. And
sure,
you sit home all the time and you begin to notice those projects that you've been putting off for the last 5 years. And a lot of them are getting done right now. So we've actually found business to be very strong right now. We've had our own challenges in keeping up with that because of COVID. And we've had to reconfigure our factory and, you know, how people sit and how the assembly lines are set up and everything else so that we can be socially distanced and adhere to guidelines. But business has been doing great, and people are doing home improvement projects, and it just keeps moving on.
Well, if you'd like to tackle some fun projects or fix-up projects around your house, whether they are repairs or improvements, check out the complete project list at arrowfastener.com, where you'll also find details on all the tools you need to get those projects done. You can also join the Fasten Nation and get on the Arrow Fastener email list for tricks and tips and projects and promos sent right to your inbox. Bill Sokol from Arrow Fastener, thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit.
Tom, Leslie, it's been great. Thanks.
We always love to hear what's going on with Arrow. Still to come, holiday season is peak break-in season. Is your garage your home's weakest link? We'll find out after this.
You live in a Money Pit.
Driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn. Time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. Now you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new Quikrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it. And you can do it yourself. Quikrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for recap, visit Quikrete.com. That's Quikrete.com.
Tile backsplash, countertop, or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like Simple Mat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. Simple Mat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find Simple Mat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Lutron is the smart light switch that I never knew you needed, but now we can't live without it. You know, a lot of people think you need smart bulbs to get smart lighting, but there is a smarter way. Caseta's smart dimmers and switches replace the switch in your wall, making all the lights that switch controls act smart.
Now, you might be thinking, bulb or switch, what's the difference? Well, it's a huge difference because think about all the places in your house where one switch controls multiple bulbs. Now, do you want to buy 3, 4, maybe even more smart bulbs or one smart switch? And you can even use a voice assistant to dim the lights or to turn them on or off if your hands are full or you just don't want to get off the couch.
Caseta by Lutron is easy to install, and I love that they offer 24/7 support if you've got questions. So get smart lighting the smart way with Caseta by Lutron smart switches. Learn more about Caseta at lutron.com/moneypit. That's lutron.com/moneypit. Your washer, dryer, air conditioning system, or really any other appliance in your house breaks. Do you have an extra $1,000 lying around to get it fixed or to get a new one? Well, for about $1 a day, there is a way to avoid these costly repair bills. The Home Service Club provides home warranty coverage that gives you protection and the peace of mind of knowing all major appliances in your home are guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. Call them today at 800-917-3867. That's 800-917-3867 for a free, no obligation quote. Once you're covered, any major appliance in your home is guaranteed to be fixed or replaced, including all makes and models of washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Call Home Service Club now. That's 800-917-3867. For about $1 a day, you can avoid thousands in home repair bills. That's 800-917-3867, 800-917-3867. Better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
If you guys enjoy the radio show, we think you might also enjoy our podcast, which you'll find at moneypit.com/podcast. We'd love for you to join us for new episodes every Monday and Thursday, just in time to plan your next home improvement adventure. Well, it's the season for many things, and unfortunately, one of the things it's the season for is break-ins. You know, the FBI says there are more than 400,000 burglaries in November and December alone, and this holiday season, home security should be definitely a concern for anyone planning a visit with family and friends that are in your little pandemic bubble. And one place to pay attention is your garage door, because these big old doors can be very vulnerable to break-ins. So you want to take a few steps to make it harder for the burglars to breach your garage.
Yeah, first of all, if you're leaving for an extended period of time, go ahead and just detach your electric garage door opener. Now, most electric garage door openers have a rope or a chain that you pull to disconnect that motor from the chain that's going to operate the door. This way, if a thief uses a frequency scanning device to get your code, it's just not going to work.
Now, you also want to think about installing a manual sliding bolt sort of style lock on the inside of your garage door. And this way it can only be opened from the inside. Just remember to enter through your front door when you return back home.
And you also want to make sure that your garage door is properly functioning and that there are no damaged parts to the panels that a thief could use to get their way in. If you have windows, go ahead and cover them up so that if anybody's looking in, they're not going to see that that space is empty or that no activity is happening inside of the house.
Yeah, definitely. And if you got a door that leads from the garage door to the house, make sure that door is just as secure as any other door. Sometimes we feel this is more of an interior door, so we don't have the same kinds of locks on it. No, you definitely need both a key and a deadbolt lock to make sure that everything is nice and tight. If you want more holiday home security tips, we've got a whole list right now at moneypit.com.
Jill in Washington is on the line with a question about a foundation. What's going on in your money pit?
We're having a small house built up here in the great, beautiful state of Washington, and the builder is recommending a double set of, how do I say it, for drainage. He wants to really be sure that the drainage all is tight-lined. One system will be tight-lined that joins with the downspouts from the roof, and then the other is kind of like a perforated long 200-foot piece of hose with a sleeve over it. Do you recommend both of those? Is that overkill, or how would you do it?
So we're talking about surface drainage here, or we're talking about gutter drainage, or both? These sounds like, from your description, that these are all running away from the house. Is that right?
Yes. He wants it around the – they've simply just finished the foundation and are about to do the backfill. Before they do the backfill, they want two drainage systems put in place. One is a hard – I'm not sure of the correct terminology. It's a 4-inch pipe.
Yeah, one's for the downspouts and one's for the foundation. Is that correct?
Correct. Exactly.
Right. No, I mean, I think he's doing it right, and those steps will help. The one really important thing is that when he's done with this, is not only do those downspouts have to be extended away from the house, but you want to make sure that that finished grade also has a pitch that drops at least about 6 inches over the first 4 feet, because with new construction, you'll get a lot of settlement. And you got to have good pitch. But if you have downspouts that are extended out away from the house and you have good pitch, you'll never have to worry about a water infiltration problem. And I also don't suspect that those additional foundation drains will really come into use much, if at all. But since it's all fully open right now, there's no harm in doing that.
Okay. So it's just bite the bullet and just put both systems in.
Yeah. Now, have they put the gutters in yet?
Oh, no. The house isn't even built yet. No.
Okay. So here's a good tip. Most builders are going to put in what's called a 4-inch K-style gutter. That's a standard gutter. Opt for the next size up. It's a 6-inch gutter for two reasons. Number one, it holds more runoff from your roof. It doesn't get overwhelmed. And number two, it doesn't clog as easily because the downspouts are much bigger.
I see. What a great tip.
Okay. And they're not that much more expensive either.
Great. Well, you know what? When we get to that point, I'm going to call the show back and because it always rains up here, and I will let you know that we took your grand advice and how it all came out.
All right. Can't wait. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit. Good luck with that brand new home.
Thank you so much.
Building a new money pit.
Building something new that will become a money pit.
That's right. As beautiful and luxurious as these homes are, we know that everybody's house becomes a money pit sooner or later. And so that's why we're in the money pit prevention business.
Give us a call anytime, 24/7, and let us know what you're working on so we can help you out. Give us a call at 888-MONEY-PIT. Still ahead, are you sick of hearing your kids complain that they're bored? Well, we've got a creative and practical solution when the Money Pit returns after this.
You live in a money pit.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
Hello there. My name is Maddox, and I'm a Cub Scout. I'm here to talk to you today about becoming a Cub Scout like me. Cub Scouts get badges for doing fun activities, and we make friends. Scouts go camping, climbing, fishing, and swimming together. We have fun. We play sports and go to parades. Scouts also help people and become the very best versions of themselves. Visit beascout.org, and you'll be able to find a pack near you, get your questions answered, and sign up online.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
They're not movie tough guys, just ordinary people doing something extraordinary. They're all signed up on matchingdonors.com, willing to donate their kidney to anyone who needs it. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. Matchingdonors.com improves those odds by finding living altruistic donors for patients desperately needing transplants. Go to matchingdonors.com and meet some extraordinary people. That's matchingdonors.com.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Thank you so much for spending this part of your day with us. We hope that you are enjoying this winter weekend, or it's not quite winter yet, I guess, officially. It's still squarely fall weekend, but winter is very, very close. And so now is a good time to take care of all of those projects and to keep you warm and comfortable, like dealing with the drafts and the windows and stuff like that. If you need help, remember, you can reach us 24/7 at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Lizzie posted a question. She writes, we recently discovered our refrigerator water line had been leaking for some time. Now, the leak ran under a wall into a parquet floor on the other side of the room. The leak's been fixed, and we're working with restoration specialists provided by our insurance company. My question is, how much of that old floor needs to be removed? I don't want to have water damage or mold to start to grow.
We've heard questions like this before, and basically just because you have a leak doesn't mean you're going to have a water problem, especially if you fix the leak. If the area remains wet for a long period of time, then it could be moldy. But if it's just a leak that happens, you deal with it, you fix it, it dries out, there's no further concern for that, Lizzie. So I think you just take out any of the floor that's physically damaged, warped, twisted, make sure there's no other moisture in there, and you're pretty much good to go.
Yeah, Lizzie, try not to do more than you have to, but make sure you're doing everything right. And that floor is going to be gorgeous.
Well, the toy-making elves are popular during the holiday season, so why not give your kids the tools literally to make some unique toys and projects of their own? We're going to tell you how to keep those young hands, brains, and imaginations busy with a practical and fun take on building blocks in this week's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie, what do you got?
Yeah, you know, most kids are naturally interested in building. They want to see how things are made. They want to get their hands dirty and try it out themselves. Well, you can harness that interest with an at-home workshop where they can make fun projects, but also pick up the basic DIY skills in the process. So you want to start by explaining how the tools and the materials are a lot like other popular building blocks and play sets, and then prepare yourself for the fact that kids are going to make a mess. I mean, if they're going to make a mess, it's going to be way bigger than you thought, so just be ready for it, guys. So create an area in your workshop, whether it's your home, garage, whatever it is, where you don't mind the occasional hammer blow or nail scratch or lots of paint dripping and perhaps spilling on the floor. So just be prepared. Now, as for tools, you want to start with the basics. You want to let them learn how to use a measuring tape, rulers, small hammers, screwdrivers, nails, and then go ahead and walk your child through safe and proper use of all of those. And from there, you can find age-appropriate projects. Now, they're often available in books that are sold at home centers that your child can complete and show off and be really proud of when they're done with these projects. Now, if you're not sure where to start, let's think about some themes that your kids really love, because then they'll be super into it. So maybe a craft based on their favorite movie or holiday or hobby. That's going to help them push through the boredom and then see it to its completion. And don't forget to heed the same advice that you're giving your kids, safety first. So make sure that you are wearing proper eyewear and protection at all times. And remember, these are also sold in kid sizes at the home center. So you want to get the appropriate ones that are going to work for them. And the most important safety step is making sure that the adult is supervising the kid in the project. Safety first, guys, but also have fun.
Best part is, though, of start the kids young, you're training your future assistants.
Yes, indeed.
My daughter came home this weekend. She came home from medical school, and I put her right to work helping me with the landscaping project. Slid right into it.
She was like, ah, oh, great.
Didn't miss a beat. That's why I love coming home, Dad. Yep, it's a great idea. Well, coming up on the next time of the Money Pit, if you are tired of shoveling after every storm and your kids no longer come home to help you do that, a snowblower can do that for you, but they are not one size fits all. There's different types for different sizes and different applications. We're going to walk you through how to choose the best snowblower for the job on the next edition of The Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself,
but you don't have to do it alone.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.